Ugh, you can't imagine these people. I mean, Zigbar acts like a pedophile surfer pirate, using 90s lingo and supposedly is good with his guns, but not really. Newsflash! A lot of women are now suing us after you were hanging on the ceiling in the bathroom looking down at their chests. Ugh, and Zaldin. Zaldin looks like he's from Jamaica, but somehow manages to not only be from there, and he has control of wind. And now folks are probably asking, Xemnas, what caused Hurricane Katrina? Well, I would say that Zaldin got drunk and caused it. Damn you, Luxord!
Hey, what did I do?
Well, Vexen's a nerdy old pedophile who likes to experiment with things. Also, since he's a nerd, he never got laid. Not even Marluxia will touch him, and look what his experiments caused. We had to banish loads of Protoshio and some other universes because things were getting out of hand. And then the time when he froze the pool and made it snow on the beach. I was trying to get my suntan. You know that guy Anselm? I used to be black like that guy. Lexius. Don't really have a problem with him, since he doesn't really say anything or do anything to piss me off, so I guess he's okay. Probably hung around Zexion too much. Zexion's a giant emo kid who reads Twilight. Seriously, I fucking hate that series. And yet I hear some of the members were forced to go to one of the movies. I feel sorry for them. Kind of, but not really. If I had a heart, that is. But seriously, the kid needs to go into sunlight. I don't know, though. He might glitter. Sykes is cool. I have no problems with him, since he's at least one of the only sane people around this castle, including myself. Seriously, it's not what it looks like to self-kill Marluxia for making that rumor up. By the way, it was not seen in a gay bar with him. Blame Axel for that one. Axel. Oh, boy. It would be a very long list of things he's done to piss me off to such a degree that I won't even bother with a response. But actually, since you asked, he burned down the kitchen, turned the sprinklers on while I was on the phone, and... Oh! Demix. My god, Demix. Demix thinks being an organization member is all about laying back and eating chips and watching SpongeBob and Barney. And when he does do missions, he really royally screws them up, and... Oh, he backed up the water main, too. Luxord. Loser. Oh, oh god. He tends to make wagers involving who will piss me off first. Has regular strip poker tournaments, quits work early to port to the Vegas it kinda was, and regularly sells our clothes off on eBay, forcing us to walk around naked. But at least Lark seen that she owned her hot. Kinda. But he still is a drunken British git. And Marluxia. Oh my god, Marluxia. Keep him away from me. Oh, keep him away from all our males. Keep him away from Nami too, because he... She... It... Whatever. Raped her and told me her ass hurts. And when it says it's raining men, stay away. He's a huge faggot, and he needs to stay away from my manly body. Ugh. And Larxene. Well, she's a bitch. Enough said. And... Number 13. Roxas. Ugh, where to start? Well, he's emo. He's gay with Axel. And all three of them are addicted to ice cream. At least, I think it's ice cream. Seriously, kids, do not become those three. Ugh. And then there's number 14, Shion. Where to start? She's simply like a baby who accidentally got on the internet and started to read fanfiction made by some weirdo named Nuthead Bros? And now look at her. She no longer wears a cloak. Acts like a spoiled whore.
Don't ask her to summon her Keyblade.
Shut up, Luxord! Somehow found Luxord's booze, started stealing things from the store that never existed, got addicted to nicotine, and now she tells me she's a bisexual. Damn you, Nuthead Bros, and your corruption!
Sir, Nami's acting like she owned.
Damn it, Nuthead Bros!